Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Welcome back to Ease and Abundance. Today, we're talking about embodying the version of yourself that already has what you desire. What does that actually mean? And how can you start tapping into that feeling right now? This isn't woo-woo. It's a powerful practice grounded in science and psychology. It's not about wishing things into existence. It's about intentionally stepping into the person you are becoming. When we become intentional about the life that we want to create, we're using our incredible brain to rewire ourselves to create the life of our dreams. That might sound cheesy, but once you shift that mindset, your life changes. You become magnetic and you start showing up differently. Okay, so here's the reality. To master your outer world, you must first master your inner world. You get to decide how you show up every day, regardless of your current circumstances. And here's where the magic begins. You can either continue showing up as a person who isn't taking action, or you can start showing up as the version of yourself who already has what you desire, who thinks, feels, and behaves in alignment with their goals, even if your current reality doesn't reflect it just yet. When you show up authentically, you magnetize different life experiences. I say this all the time, it feels like magic, but honestly, it's the powerful work we've been doing behind the scenes every day. It's the repetition you put in until that becomes who you are. It becomes your identity. This isn't about pretending or faking it. It's about rewiring your brain to align with what you want. When you embody this version of yourself, this next level version, you shift your energies and actions to attract opportunities, solutions, and resources that resonate with your goals. True transformation happens when you align your identity with your desires. So this leads us to a key concept to support this whole practice, your growing edge. It's the point in your life where you're being challenged to step outside of your comfort zone, where you're stretching and evolving. Let's say you're dreaming of starting a new business or going all in your business. The growing edge shows up when you feel fear, uncertainty, or discomfort because you're stepping into the unknown. But the more you lean into this growing edge, the closer you get to becoming the person who already achieved those goals. Why is this practice so life-changing? Well, by embodying your future self, you build confidence, create alignment in your life, and start really enjoying the journey even before your goals manifest. This is the power of living from the inside out. So I invite you to reflect on this, and we'll talk more about this at the end. Who is the version of me that already lives this dream? How does this version think, feel, and act? What are their habits? What do they do for self-care? What do they do for wellness? How do they show up in the world? How do they speak? How do they dress? What is their morning routine? What are their beliefs? What do they believe about the world? We're not doing this work and showing up as that next level version of ourselves just like here and there once a week. It's about showing up every day as that version of yourself that already has what you desire. Is your future self scrolling on TikTok instead of building the business, binging Netflix every weekend even though they crave connection? Do they hit snooze after promising to wake up early for the gym? That next level version of you just doesn't talk about change, they live it. You've probably heard neurons that fire together wire together, but what does that actually mean? Every time you think a thought, feel an emotion, or take an action, your brain activates specific neurons. With repetition, these neurons form stronger connections, creating kind of a mental superhighway for that particular pattern. It's like walking a path in the woods. At first, the path is overgrown and it's kind of hard to see where you're going, but the more you walk along it, the clearer it becomes, and eventually it turns into a well-worn trail or even a paved road. This process is how habits are formed and how your identity takes shape. Repeated thoughts and actions literally rewire your brain, making it easier to continue showing up in the same way. By consciously choosing thoughts and behaviors that align with the version of yourself that you're stepping into, you can deliberately create those superhighways in your brain. You're not just thinking or acting different, you're fundamentally rewiring the neural connections that shape your reality. So by coming aware of the thoughts and beliefs driving your current reality, you can begin the process of aligning your personality with the life that you desire. Okay, here's how to start embodying that next level self today. Get clear on who your future self is. Write down a detailed version of the person you want to become. What do they do daily? How do they feel, act, speak? What habits and routines define them? And I invite you to reflect on this. Who is the version of me that already lives that dream? How does this version think, feel, and act? What are their habits? What do they do for wellness? What do they do for self-care? How do they show up in the world? How do they speak? How do they dress? What is their morning routine? What are their beliefs? And what do they believe about the world? So this is clarity. It's like your blueprint. Next, you want to feel it in your body. Mentally rehearse your dream repeatedly. Visualization isn't just mental, it's emotional. Close your eyes, not now, not if you're driving, but you know, when you're visualizing, imagine a specific moment where you've achieved your goal. Feel the pride, feel the feelings, the gratitude, the excitement of it happening now. It doesn't distinguish between a vivid imagined event and a real one. So thoughts alone won't create change. You need action. So ask yourself and check in throughout the day. What choices would my future self make today? Then act accordingly, whether it's waking up early, speaking confidently, or making bold decisions. Like, check in with yourself throughout the day. And when doubts show up, challenge them. I've learned that you show up differently when you start to believe in the possibilities. Everything changes. Surround yourself with positive, supportive energy. Your environment matters. Seek out people, books, and podcasts and experiences that align with your vision, and limit exposure to anything that pulls you out of alignment. And that includes picking up your phone first thing in the morning. There's no quick fix. It's about repetition, intention, and consistent alignment, but the rewards are life-changing. If you found this episode valuable, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone who needs to hear it. Thank you for listening. You are all amazing. Have a wonderful day. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual, and your path is your own.